Warlock by Wilbur Smith.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For my new love, Mokiniso, spirits of Genghis Khan and Omar Khayyam, reincarnated in a moon as lucent as a perfect pearl. Like an uncoiling serpent, a line of fighting chariots wound swiftly down the gut of the valley. From where he clung to the dashboard of the leading chariot, the boy looked up at the cliffs that hemmed them in. The sheer rock was pierced by the openings of the tombs of the old people that honeycombed the cliff. The dark pits stared down at him like the implacable eyes of a legion of djinn. Prince Nefer-Memnon shuddered and looked away, furtively making the sign to avert evil with his left hand. Over his shoulder, he glanced back down the column and saw that from the following chariot, Taita was watching him through the swirling clouds of dust. The dust had coated the old man and his vehicle with a pale film, and a single shaft of sunlight that penetrated to the depths of this deep valley glittered on the mica particles, so that he seemed to glow like the incarnation of one of the gods. Nefer ducked his head guiltily, ashamed that the old man had witnessed his fleeting superstitious dread. No royal prince of the house of Tamosa should show such weakness, not now that he stood at the gateway to manhood. But then Taita knew him as no other did, for he had been Nefer's tutor since infancy, closer to him than his own parents or siblings. Taita's expression never changed, but even...